Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission. Today's poem is Bird Woman by Elizabeth Tibbetts. Her book, In the Well, won the Blue Stem Poetry Award, and she has a new book, Say What You Can, forthcoming from Deerbrook Editions. Elizabeth is a nurse and lives in Hope. She writes, "My mother loved birds and kept her binoculars close. For years, she was the bird lady for her garden club. She also hated waste, so saved all her orts for a flock of crows that traveled the neighborhood. They would spot her in the window and holler for food. I wrote this in tribute, and I'm glad I did so while she was alive." Bird Woman by Elizabeth Tibbetts. Each morning, in all weather, they gather in the high white pines along the back line and watch the window. And when she flickers in the reflected trees, they call loudly until the porch door scrapes open and she appears bearing a pan of crusts, cores, scraps of fat, all but potato peels, which they won't eat. She tosses the orts to the lawn, inspects the day, then caws the waiting flock down, six crows, black and lit as the jet beads in the box on her bureau. Each morning, she counts what is left of her backyard birds, one pair of cardinals, chickadees, a mix of finches, robins, summer's ruby throat, and winter's rare sweep of hungry waxwings filling bare trees, now that weather's fickle, old fields and forests gone, and time has thinned thick flocks to a trickle of song. She's not heard the rustle and cheep of nesting swifts inside the cold stovepipe since she was young. Once she saw, heard a swirl. Was it bats? No, it was swifts, dark and feather-light as soot in the blue evening sky, arrive, circle, whirlpool, then funnel by the hundreds into a tall, thin brick chimney. She thought she'd watched broad day be inhaled by the past. Now, if someone else would feed these crows, there are things, yes, and birds she would go back for. That was Bird Woman by Elizabeth Tibbetts. All of the poems in the series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chuten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems From Here is produced by Roddy Nickpour. The music is by Chris Moore. Hannah Perry manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.